Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him.
To
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good, an international
call.
This is
the Interface complete.
Smell it from a mile away. Look at it shine. I gotta get it, gotta have it. I'm on my
grind. I made a lot of money. Now it's time to get high.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle. First name, Ivana.
Ivana Tinkle. Just a sec. Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle. All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
All right, y'all, let's go ahead and get this thing started, man. Y'all already know this is Weeks Day, Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? And I got a little special guest up in this motherfucker because we're going to be getting into some El Camadeo up in this motherfucker. You know
if
what
this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potato.
Oh, no. Well, we ain't going to be doing that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to bring y'all a little something new, man. So roll them, smoke them, toke them, whatever you want to do. And we're going to bring something real and live to you. Let me be my homeboy up in this mofo flipper, man, bring y'all something new. In the building. Welcome to the show, Mr. Meech Dog.
I make my own noise to make that shit live and everybody. What's up, man? What's up? What's up, world?
Man,
we are in the building.
Hey, man, we gotta make this a fucking happy day. You know what I'm saying? Shit is going wild in the hood, so goddamn it, we got to go ahead and get wild right here on the
Yay!
Show.
Yay!
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There's all my retarded folk out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's hey, kind of retarded.
On a non Man, something on a non-funny note. OT did some cars for the dude the other day, right? Dude came and picked his cars up. T.O.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. He did these cars and shit for this dude, right? And dude came and picked his cars up. Now, the dude is a Mason brother. You know what I'm saying? And the way that the cars depicted, I like the front side. But then on the back side, he got this picture of, I don't know who the hell these white folks is on the back. Some dirty-ass old white folks and dirty-ass long cloths and shit. And it's depicting some kind of scene. What is the promotion of that picture, though? I mean, we're supposed to be getting back to our blackness.
Right. So he just had, was it a picture of some white people at the Last Supper? I mean,
They weren't in the Last Supper, though. They weren't sitting down eating and shit, but they was all gathered around like they was in a meeting type of form. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's all white folks. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Well, you know, you got to realize that brother still don't know how to tap into his Negroism, I guess. I don't know what it is. I mean, come on, you think about it, though. Or he might be throwing a motherfucker out by showing the white people. I don't know. I don't know what type of business he has, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I'm saying what type of business he has.
Yeah. My thing is, you know, coming into your craft, put it that way,
right,
is about a change, and about a change of your mind, your body, spirit, soul, all that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And trying to get it into a better state of enlightenment. So, you know, and I guess it kind of blinds me that when I see brothers, you know what I'm saying, getting initiated and all this, you know, after they go through their initiation and their reawakening, I mean, these motherfuckers right back on the street, pants sagging. You know what I'm saying? As soon as they come up out, the motherfucker, they want to unblouse their shirt. You know what I'm saying? Go right back to the same old self.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They're getting them what I call microwave degrees. They're going to these Masonic lodges and they just rushing them through the process just to get their money. You know what I'm saying? So really, they don't really know the knowledge they need to know offhand. You know what I'm saying? They just got their money. And then they walk around with these Masonic emblems and really don't know nothing about them. You know, you dig what I'm saying? So they not in a lodge that's going to basically teach you the type of knowledge you need to know.
Knowledge, period. Not that monetary.
Right. The man-made shit. They give you the watered-down version. You know what I'm saying? So
oh, look at this nickel. Look, you see how the nickel is turning, the penny is turned backwards. Get your bubblegum smoke blowing ass up out of here, man. I don't want to hear that bullshit. I had to cuss one of them niggas out one time, man, because the little nigga got out of pocket and he brought his ass down there and talked to somebody who was a little bit more, well, a lot more enlightened than he is. I said, nigga, you just going through training, but you ain't even understanding that. I'm living it every day. You know what I'm saying? Don't need nobody to teach me that though. You know, I'm coming to my understanding of that. You know, and if you got to go up into around some other men, and they claiming that they finna bring you to a higher state than your own consciousness can get, I just don't see that.
Right.
I just don't see that. Only you can get yourself to that stage. And it ain't, you know what I'm saying? Because if that's the case, all the Bible reading, motherfuckers should have been around here levitating right about now.
Exactly. And see, they still don't know how to do that shit.
And still don't know how to open up their minds and physically get off the motherfucking ground. And you sitting telling me that, motherfucker talking about it's impossible. Yeah, because your mind level is impossible, you know what I'm saying, to get to that stage, you know, because you don't see it. You see everything else, though. You know what I'm saying? You see Jesus. You see the devil. You see all this other kind of stuff. But you can't see your own physical being, you know what I'm saying, imperfection. And imperfection means that you can levitate. I mean, you can do shit. You can talk to motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, without anything. And they can really hear you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it sounds impossible because of all the shit that we got surrounded us. All these motherfucking power lines and shit to keep the energy down. All you motherfucking street lights and shit, you know what I'm saying? So you can't even look up to the stars and shit to see what the fuck going on.
Right.
You know, to me, that's keeping you grounded. You know what I'm saying? That's keeping your feet. So they won't gravity just naturally take you up off this motherfucker.
Right. Well, you know what I'm saying? If you keep surrounding yourself by simple-minded individuals, that's eventually what you're going to get, a simple-minded look on everything, you know what I'm saying? So it's actually going out here and seeking the knowledge for yourself and, you know what I'm saying, making that situation to the point where you can really focus on uplifting yourself, not really worrying about the other man, whether it be the white man or the black man trying to give you that knowledge, unless you know what I'm saying, you hang around people that's in that school of thought, you know what I'm saying? Like I was telling you, me and you were discussing how we're going to have Professor Griff coming to Tampa, you know what I'm saying, speaking good knowledge to the people, you know what I'm saying. It's up to us to actually get out that they support their brother and actually come back with something, you know what I'm saying, some type of knowledge that he's going to spit on. He's going to have to come back with it and actually share it with the man. Apply it, right. Now don't go around telling everybody about it because, see, we got a lot of people out here that's going to be what I like to call eavesdroppers, and coins, you know what I'm saying? They just want to do that for a reason so they can either say, hey, this ain't going to work, or how, hey, this is bogus or whatever. They're going to be there to discourage you. And I'm letting you know, and I'm letting the people know, that they're going to be in the building, but we ain't going to let them to discourage nothing because we still going to go ahead and build like we're men supposed to. You feel me?
All right, well, let me welcome you first to the show, man. I got a couple people that just popped up off in here. And this is an international show. We're worldwide, you know what I'm saying? So shouts out to Florida UFO down there in Sarasota. We got Heavenly Angel all the way over there in Washington. And we ain't talking about D.C., goddammit, the fucking District of Columbia, shit that don't even belong to us, goddammit. And Mr. Cyanide, who was our outside observer looking into the box. Sort of speak. He's over in the Netherlands, and he's at 12 hours into the future. You know what I'm saying? So we actually talking to the past, present, and future all at one time on this show. You know what I'm saying? Time traveling.
Right.
Yeah, time traveling. Motherfuckers can't really get that concept. You know what I'm saying? That bitch, we is time traveling right now, motherfucker.
Get our warp on, baby.
Yeah, getting it on. Let me go ahead and talk to the future real quick. Hold on. I'm talking to the future right now. Talking to Netherlands. I got another homeboy be over here, Alexander. He's from Singapore. You know what I'm saying? So got a lot of people, man. And shit be crazy though. Like dude in Singapore, you know what I'm saying? He like we over here. You know what I'm saying? I guess I guess we spoiled to a sense. But, I mean, we spoiled for a reason of just keeping your hands ignorant. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you spoil a child ain't going to want to do shit. You put a book in front of his face and you're going to spoil him on TV, is he going to want to motherfucking read that book? Or are you going to want to try to get it off the goddamn TV that he didn't spoil with? Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, most time kid going to sit up there trying to, you know, look at that shit off the TV. But anyway, I don't want to get all into that. Today is Weed Today Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? This is Smoke 'em, Toke 'em if you got 'em. I see I'm going to have to hold one for you and shit. Cause I already know what time it is. I already know. But yeah, it's going now, man. So what you know what I'm saying? What shows you got coming up? You got any shows coming up?
Man, we got a show coming up, man. Actually, this the 22nd of May. We live, man, at the Performing Arts Center in Tampa. Doing big things with my man Redbone. And we got Lil Duval will be in the building. And, of course, my boy from Tapestry, DeVale. I'll be hosting that joint. That's with my boy named Business First.
Yeah, yeah, DeVale. Yeah, I think if you ever find out about that shit, boy, you ain't gonna never live that shit down, boy.
Man, I'm trying to tell you what the bell, man. It was somebody else, but it wasn't the bell.
Hey, John, rumors to convict your ass quick, boy. That nigga had been sentenced and sitting up the road before we even knew goddamn the real name around this motherfucking shit.
Trying to say about that's my nigga some jail shit. Nah, that wasn't
that's
him.
That's my nigga. Oh, there you go.
Might have been
nah,
somebody
single,
look like his ass.
We got a Singapore up in here. Apa Kabar, you know what I'm saying? And Vasis Los. All my international peoples out there. What's happening? And all my so-called Americans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So-called, that is. Yeah.
So-called.
Yeah, so today's your day for the forum, man. You know what I'm saying? We need some goddamn fun going on around this motherfucker, man. Let me get some votes. All right, check this out, people. What's your website, too, man? You got a website I can put out there?
Of course, man. You know I got plenty of websites. You know, of course, the best way to get in contact with me will be VIPPCommunications.com. That's VIPPCommunications.com. That's my publisher out of Louisville, Kentucky. Miss Charlene Shanklin, hold me down. You know, that's a good way to get in contact with me. One more time, VIPPCommunications.com. That's the website, www.VIPPCommunications.com. Or you can hit me up at my number. You know, I always give my number to anybody who want to holler at me. Every code 813. Stand up. It's official. I live and stay in Tampa now. 313-8136. Or you can hit me up on my government name, Facebook, Demetrius Wheeler, DemeTrius, WHEELER, Wheeler, you know, Facebook, or MySpace, / Meech, MeechDog. The number 7, you know what I'm saying, check me out. Or you can YouTube me and just hit up Meech Dog. I'm all over the place, Mel. Come on, you know how we do it.
Meech Dog.
You know how we do it.
We'll
give you my
up.
Address, but I'm homeless right now, so I'm going to have to wait till I get one.
Send that motherfucker to the address, P.O. Box, corner, Tampa,
right.
Florida. And bitch, when I see the goddamn FedEx, I'll run out that bitch and pick my package up, nigga.
Yeah, and pick my shit up.
I got a problem. Somebody got a problem looking at that website. Did I put the shit in wrong?
Oh,
I might put the shit in. Oh, yeah, I might have put it in wrong because it ain't coming up. DIPPCommunication.com.
Right.
All one word. Yeah, got to be one word.
All one word. Yeah, that's the people we need to get in contact with back home in the KY, man. Like I said, she helps me out with the Kentucky Derby event that I do every year, the big grand gala. And I want my black people to know that this is a black event. So every year it's getting bigger and bigger, and every year we're going to support it. So we definitely need the masses of other peoples to come out to support it. You know what I'm saying? It's something we do every year at the Kentucky Derby. Celebrities be in the house. It's a little price. It's about $400 a ticket, but, you know, it's free food, free drinks, libations, You know what I'm saying? And you meet everybody and their mama. So.
Gotta watch out there. Don't be trying to take nobody mama home. All you old
right.
Motherfuckers out there prying on niggas' mamas and shit. You know, damn, boy, Miss Johnson looking good, boy. Head going down. She ain't got no teeth no more either. Shit.
Trying to holler at Miss Johnson, huh? Watch him, son.
Miss Johnson, I heard you had that mouth surgery.
That's why Miss Johnson get them worms.
Oh, I heard you had your whole front taken out. Let me talk to you over here.
All your front pieces. Let me holler at you.
I ain't gonna lie to you. That was the first thing. Referring to Angel. Oh, I'm wondering. I'm like, when did I got pics at? No, who was that? Told me that shit. Damn, I forgot who told me that goddamn joke. You know, went out my head now. I had a good joke. I've lost it. Well, there, you washing dishes? You know, goddamn Mo got one dish in that motherfucker. And they got a plate and a bowl. And they got a plate bowl, a fork and a spoon, goddamn it. That all they got in his house. Like, goddamn, nigga.
I'm trying to boil that egg, but these motherfuckers keep rising to the top. Like, I think only one side going to get done. I don't understand this.
Hell no. Nah.
It's rough out here, boy. I'm going to type of eggs I'm about to have.
Hey, boy, he got premature eggs and shit. He got the supermarket eggs.
Yeah, I don't even think this shit nowhere near balanced, son.
The chickadee egg. Can't be eating the eggs out the bird's nest and shit. Nigga, them is not chicken eggs. Them is robin eggs, nigga. You was eating robin eggs.
Must be, nigga. I think they gave me some stray pigeon eggs, nigga.
Goddamn. Boy, this blue tape tastes good, boy. This endangered bird is the shit, nigga. You ain't seen that. You know you ain't really from Florida. But down here, man, we is known for, you know what I'm saying, a multitude of birds and wildlife. You know what I'm saying?
I know that. But I'm just
this is supposed to be the kickoff of spring break. What the fuck you done been seeing fly around in the goddamn sky?
Nothing, dog. Pelicans.
Fucking crows around this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
It's 1:25 in the morning in Singapore right now. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
In Singapore. Well, I tell you
what. All right, sorry, people. I had to take a quick enlightening break. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Ain't no wrong with it.
Yeah, a little enlightenment break. You know what I'm saying? Hey, appreciate Alexander, you know what I'm saying, for coming through. What the hell is I supposed to say? Kabar Bach. Yeah. Abba Kabar is... Hello, well then, Kabar Bach is I'm good. I'm fine, thank you. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I teach languages here, man. You got to tune in on a Tuesday, man. Get you some language learning up in here. I was teaching German yesterday. You missed the whole non-successful show. But I got that ass we'll try to talk German. And my homegirl, Miss Heavenly Angel from Washington. Man. And then Mr. Sidney, he from Netherlands. He right over he right over like on the border of Germany and shit. So of course, you know what I'm saying, he got the it's Frankie see some Deutsch, you know what I'm saying? So he speaks a little bit, he came on the show, gave us the correct pronunciation. While everybody else chopped that bitch up and murdered the shit out of it. You know what I'm saying? And it's going down. Thank you, motherfucker, for having me sitting talking to my motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? Some bitch gonna fell off. Oh. Alright, I gotta beam this nigga back up real quick, people. Y'all hold on, my bad. Thank you. Nigga, don't be falling out of a spaceship, nigga. Your ass fucked around floating to the sun or something. All right.
That's all right.
No, we're not out of space out this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Won't you go hitting the sun and trying to suck up all the energy and shit? You know that's what happened. Oh no, they're going for the sun. We tried to send them to Mars. Yeah, fuck that, bitch. We're going to the power source, goddammit. Fuck, we're going away from the goddamn power source, fuck. Shit.
Oh,
that's what's the power.
Damn, baby.
Hmm?
It's out here rough. It's rough out here, man. It's hard being a mother freaking cracking pimp.
Yeah, man. Especially when the hoes done turned into niggas now and shit. You don't know what the fuck to do. Like, damn. What happened? And speaking of some hoes, you know what I'm saying? I'm at motherfucking whatchamacallit last night, right? Niggas seen Spice come out the door. Goddamn, niggas seen Spice, Cherokee, and Dream. Dream, the other little small, super petite one. He's like, goddamn. He say, that's the strippers. He's like, man, y'all motherfuckers need to eat before you come here.
He's like, well, strippers, boy, be on a bologna sandwich a week.
Man,
that one girl, you see when she stood up straight that she had wrinkles in her back, her lower back. How the hell you get wrinkles in your lower back by standing straight up? Like this girl, so skinny she made me go home and eat some creatine straight.
Yeah, hell, nah, nigga, straight powder, nigga, damn, I'm going to have to sneak some goddamn creatine in y'all liquor, because damn, boy, y'all motherfuckers need to twirl up the pole and come down fat. You know what I'm saying?
hey, it's like the show, The Biggest Loser, man. They need a biggest winner show where you get the littlest crackhead or the littlest, smallest stripper in the world that weigh like 48 pounds, and in 4 weeks we have the bitch at a solid 125 pounds. With ass, yeah. Titties, and abs, and the bitch would be hungry. Never hungry again. She'd always be straight. But, you know, these hoes are just so skinny and thin, you never know what to expect with them.
Yeah, we my bad. I don't know what that was. That was, creatine. Is muscle gain, people. For all my non-weightlifters and bodybuilders out there, creatine is a substance that motherfuckers use down here to replace steroids after that shit kept fucking bitches up. You know what I'm saying? So they had to come out with a less fuck you up type substance. You know what I'm saying? To help you out. So that's when they created creatine. Although creatine ain't good for you either if you ain't an active motherfucker. If you just gonna sit your ass around and eat some goddamn weight gain and not work the shit out and turn it into muscle, it's going to do the opposite effect for you. And the shit can be bad on your kidneys, your liver, and everything else. You know what I'm saying? That's what, you know, when these supplements, and y'all motherfuckers be out here taking supplements, the supplements is made to be motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, made for you to be active. Why the fuck are you going to take a goddamn 5-hour boost shot to sit around and watch TV for 5 hours longer and shit? It ain't for that. It's to give you motherfucking energy to get your ass on a bicycle some goddamn well and go ride, grab the dog and go out walking the dog or something. You know what I'm saying? It's for the purpose of being active, not for the purpose of just that. You know what I'm saying? People just kind of get shit twisted. Oh, yeah, I want to lose some weight. So I'm going to sit here all day, eat what the fuck I want to eat. And then at the end of the day, I'm going to take some goddamn Fin 4000 and shit. Where you drop weight in less than 3 minutes and shit. Well, that's called the crack diet in the hood. You know what I'm saying? That's what we call it. Fin my motherfucking name. You feel me? I can holler at Tyrone. If anybody would like to try that exclusive hood diet where you can lose weight in an astonishing 3 minutes.
3 minutes flat. Uh-huh. Right before your very eyes. Even though you're going to lose a lot of weight.
And a lot of friends, and a lot of family, and a lot of goddamn of your personal property, because you're going to be selling all of that shit. But in the meantime, you will be gaining or losing some weight. Shit. And most likely, you ain't going to gain you're probably going to gain some muscle by lifting your TVs and taking them to the pawn shop. But then you're going to lose that muscle by picking up that crack pipe, goddamn it, and that shit to the head. See, this is a two-part diet. This is a two-part training program where we get some muscle And then you use that muscle, of course, to, yeah, do what comes naturally. And that's shrivel up. You know what I'm saying? Got to give one official promo, man. This is for one of my official sponsors right here, man. I got an official sponsor real quick.
Hot Sex Magazine,
KCGT, and Knockhart Entertainment presents 12 dance crews competing for a $2,000 prize. Hip-hop, crunk, and dancehall. It's all happening Saturday, May 22nd from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston. There will be celebrity judges and performances.
Hold up, don't forget. Russell Ferguson, Ernest Enoch Phillips, Status Quo, Ricardo Foster Jr., Anna Rockefeller Garcia, Hot Steps Dance Crew, YBS, and United Styles Crew.
All on Saturday, May 22nd at the Reggie Lewis Athletic Center, 1350 Tremont Street in Boston, New England. Don't miss this event. For tickets and info, call 617-233-3631.
HotStepsMagazine.com.
Hip-hop, crunk, dancehall, and much more. Saturday, May 22nd.
All brought to you by
Steps Magazine, the hottest dance competition in New England.
Nigga, we got to go, nigga. We got to go.
Well, we waiting on. Yeah. I know we got to get in that bitch free. You know I got people in Boston.
You know,
let's get on the road.
Free. All we got to do is get there. Nigga, I know the damn fucking head of the magazine, Ms. Linda Blake.
Well, what the fuck we waiting on? Let's get the car.
We need to be rolling.
26. What's the 26 on?
No, it's the 22nd, goddammit. Now it's going to interfere with the whole McGriff journey. You know what I'm saying? Cause,
yeah,
nigga, we on the Boston, nigga. That ain't no motherfucking go and come back type mission.
Yeah. 22nd, I got a show on the 22nd. That's a Saturday. Damn. That's how we'll hit them up the next time. You know, we don't stop.
Yeah, but that's official, stop. Though. You know, Rock and Rod, what the fuck he doing?
Yeah, Rock and Rod DJ.
Yeah, he doing, they got a Cap Production. I guess it's Cap Alpha Psi. Cap Production and Rocket Rod Entertainment, something like that. They doing a step competition at Copeland Park.
Copeland Park. Yep. Where is that at? In Tampa?
Yeah.
Huh?
Right off of Fallon 15.
When is that?
15th of Fallon. Yeah, 15th of Fallon. That's Memorial Day weekend. I believe it's 28th, 29th.
Well, see, that's a miscommunication we have in fucking Tampa. See, it was supposed to be Greek Week that weekend, and now they said they had to cancel it. Now, all of a sudden, they got the shit back on, because I was supposed to host the step show. Well, then to come to find out, see what happened is, nigga, that's why niggas don't know how to unite. See, what happened was somebody decided they didn't want to do it, which was all the Greeks, and they said, we ain't going to do it. Then somebody else picked it up. I may be mistaken, too, so don't give me, Twitter.
Yeah, but this is supposed to be for the teens, though. This is supposed to be for the teens. This is for ages 13
to
19.
It's cool, fine, and dandy, but you got to realize the concept of what I'm talking about. That was official week for Greek Week, which
right.
Meaning,
oh,
you know,
okay,
saying,
the whole
all
week.
The fraternity and sororities were getting together that week. And then Saturday, they was going to have a step show event. Well, like I said, that now that you telling me is, somebody else done took the idea and said, we'll just put the kids involved, and then we'll go from there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hopefully they still need a host, and a nigga like me can host that shit and get paid for it. But, hey, you never know until you get in contact with them motherfuckers.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's call Rocky Rod, motherfucker.
Let's call that nigga.
Oh,
nigga, what the deal? Like they say, my Bible day.
I need that fucking fly. That's why. What the hell is the damn fly?
You got it in the house.
Yeah, I got the motherfucker somewhere because I kept looking at the bitch. Oh, what is that? All right, I got to bring, I'll tell you what. Let me look for this fly real quick. Let me find the goddamn fly. And we're going to come right back. Check this out. This is, I would play my own, but I'm fucking your bitch, but I ain't gonna play Slim Baby yet.
Wow.
That's my shit. I'm fucking your bitch. Can't say shit. Oh, I'm gonna go ahead and play the 40 year old veteran right here, you know what I'm saying, who just decided to get his rap game started.
40 years, just started.
You feel me? This nigga 40 and shit, just get this rap career off the ground.
I'm fucking your bitch at 40.
No. I'm fucking your bitch and Slim Baby. That's the nigga that died and shit. He passed away. There's other song I'm gonna play on this motherfucking short D. It's called Ask About Me. But let me tell you something, people. I mean, when y'all want to make y'all motherfucking bucket list, don't put no goddamn I want to be a rapper on that motherfucker, all right? Your bucket list is just shit that you motherfuckers always dreamed of doing, goddammit, when you had the energy. And you got a little energy to go ahead and do it. Getting your ass on stage and trying to do a 10-minute set, nigga, that is called body conditioning. And if you ain't got the stamina like Mr. Ask About Me right here, I suggest you not do it. But get up on stage and you better.
Even the average hip hop artist.
Hold on, I got the other verse. Hold on. You better ask about me. You better. Man, hell no. You get
your ass. Man, nobody about your ass.
Stay there. Hey, some people got to stay in the studio. Some niggas are just made strictly for studio. And some motherfuckers can actually get their ass on stage, you know what I'm saying, without shitting on themselves or making themselves look shitty. And, yeah, nigga, when you sweating like goddamn 4 gallons of perspiration on stage, you know what I'm saying, in an air-conditioned goddamn spot, something wrong. And ain't nobody else sweating in this motherfucker. Yeah. Here we go, people. Let me look for this flyer real quick. Coming right back at you. This is Weed's Day Wednesday. Smoke them if you got them. With your hose cap and smell so good, riding out on the Starship Smelly Prize, a.k.a. Wrecking the Game Radio. You got a special guest in the building, Mr. Meech Dawg, famous comedian out of the country.
Let me get that. I say, let me get that. You better ask about me. 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 Riding at your home, dressed in all black.
What you do, ask his age, goddammit.
Let me get that. You better ask about me. You ain't heard about the boy. The boy stay strapped. Got a mind for the killing, love to rob for the cash. I got my eyes on some niggas that got a lot of stacks. He turned his back from his merchandise and got his shit stacked. People, I'm a creeper just like Jesus. Creepers coming in your home and taping up the people's calling murder one. I'm taking life, cause this people don't need no witness, cause it's all business. And if I get caught up, they wonder why I did this. It's hard out here for a man to get a job, and I'll be damned if I let my family fucking start. I tried to do it y'all way, I made it just as hard. That's why I do what I do until it's time for me to starve. And I never seen a million on the top of another million. And I bet you I get it. I bet you I get them. You better ask about me. Riding at your home, dressed in all black. Let me get that. I say, let me get that. You better ask about me. 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 Riding at your home, dressed in all black. Let me get that. I say, let me get that. You better ask about me. 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 Yeah, your boy, D-Boy, cooking up some heat. I ain't talk about fire, but about that creek. I got money, more prize, but ain't no defeat. And let me and Short D gon' drop the beat. Straight from the street, had a couple hundred feet. No more VHS, I went straight to DVD. I got the game on lock, with a motherfucking Glock. With an original stock, and a laser point stock. Got the world in my hands like all eyes on Pac. I feel like Snoop Dogg, so I drop it like it's hot. Bitch, I aim 2 pistols, but you might get shot. Another kid on the block, and I make the bed rock. When you see me in the streets or hanging out on the spot, know a player like me, stay away from the cops. I'ma fall till I fall, so pimping, I be fine. And it's 1999, and nigga, by the first nine. Yeah. Riding at your home, dressed in all black. Let me get that. I say, let me get that. You better ask about me. You better ask about me. You better ask about me. Riding at your home, dressed in all black. Let me
get that. I say, let me get that. You better ask about me. 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 So, bitch, call the cops, cuz here I come. I'm taking everything. Recession got a nigga, huh? And I ain't stopping now, but I might stop later. Only if it gets greater, that means more people. Drop a number for the people and gas get cheaper. See what I'm getting at? More money for your people. See them close your eyes to the fact. What a crime, nigga. Get it how you live. There you go. Giving time, 10, 20, like you threaten me for trying to make mine. It's a hustle game. Live with it. Learn how to deal with it. Get what's coming to you. Another damn bill, bitch. Guess what's coming to you, another damn bill, bitch. Yeah. Man, it's hard out here, bro. Every day, man, something new. You know what I'm saying? The economy needs to pick up, bro. It's going down, you hear me?
Riding at your home, dressed in all black. Let me get that. I say, let me get that. You better ask about me. 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 Riding at your home, dressed in all black. Let me get that. I say, let me get that. You better ask about me. You better ask about me. You better ask about me. You better ask about me.
Yeah, right there. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Mr. Shulk Deep. You know what I'm saying? Going down, man. Let's bring everybody back up in here real quick. You know what I'm saying? All right, people. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and have one on me.
Lager, the beer that brought the forest down. I drive an exotic imported sports car. I eat exotic foreign food like frankfurters and pizza. But when it comes to numbing my mind, I'm a patriot. I drink the beer that brought the forest down. I'm a lager man. And with the new 80-bottle Trump pack, you've got enough for the evening. Last night, I crapped in my bed and pissed in the closet. Hey, it's happy hour somewhere.
Lager brings out the patriot in you.
Are you kidding me? Have you seen what vaginas look like after birth? No way.
Babies are too much of a gamble. Who wants to risk having a baby that's slow or ugly when you can order one off of the internet?
I love babiesovernight.com.
That's right, babiesovernight.com. 9 months is too long to wait for happiness. And if you aren't completely satisfied with the baby you receive, dispose of it carefully, and we'll send another. Don't ruin your body for someone that's going to hate you in a few years and steal money from your purse.
I love babiesovernight.com.
Babiesovernight.com. Your new bundle of joy in a box overnight. Guaranteed.
Yeah. What's going on now? Mr. Side Now, welcome to the building, my brother. How you doing? How you doing?
Good day,
Smiley.
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm, what's one of them good exotic words to use? Freaking dandy. There you go.
Freaking dandy. Yeah. All right. I'm celebrating Louise Day Wednesday here, so I'm rolling
up
for you.
Oh, yeah, man. You know. Let me bring some attention to something real quick, man. Since y'all was bringing this up in the on the bridge so heavily, this is what is this national? God damn, y'all type so fucking fast, man. The shit goes down too fast. National fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia. Am I saying that right? National Fibromyalgia Week. Awareness Week. Be aware of National of Fibromyalgia. What the hell is
it?
Fibromyalgia. Pronounced fibromyalgia. Okay, fibromyalgia. All right, here we go. It is a common and complex chronic pain disorder that affects people physically, mentally, and socially. Fibromyalgia is a syndrome rather than a disease. unlike a disease, which is a medical condition with a specific cause or causes and recognizable signs and symptoms, a syndrome is a collection of signs, symptoms, and medical problems that tend to occur together but are not related to a specific identifiable cause. Fibromyalgia, which has also been referred to as fibromyalgia syndrome, fibromyalgia, and fibrosis, is characterized by chronic widespread pain, multiple tender joint points, abnormal pain processing, sleep disturbances, fatigue, and often psychological distress. For those with severe symptoms, fibromyalgia can be extremely debilitating and interfere with basic daily activity. Whether you have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia or suffer from its symptoms or have a family member or friend with the disorder, this section is designed to provide you with a better understanding of this chronic pain disorder that affects millions of people worldwide. Wow. Let's see. This estimated 10 million Americans got it. While it mostly occurs in most often in women, it strikes men and children in all ethnic backgrounds. It was 1990, including history of widespread pain in all four quadrants of the body for a minimum duration of 3 months, and pain at least 11 of the 18 designated tender points when it's specified amount of pressure is applied. Since people with FM tend to look healthy and conventional tests are typically normal, a physician knowledgeable about the disorder is necessary to make a diagnosis. Physicians should rule out other causes, other symptoms before making a diagnosis of fibromyalgia. Symptoms are, although chronic widespread body pain is primary symptom of fibromyalgia, variety of other symptoms are common to the FM patient. Symptoms include moderate to severe fatigue, sleep disorders, problem with cognitive functioning, IBS, headaches and migraines, anxiety and depression, and environmental sensitivities. Research has documented neuroendocrine and endocrine physiological abnormalities that may contribute to the symptoms. Causes, say, research has suggested a genetic component. This disorder is often seen in families among siblings or mothers and their children. It often occurs following a physical trauma such as an acute illness or injury, which may act as a trigger in the development of the disorder. Increasing attention is being devoted to the central nervous system as the underlying mechanism of FM. Studies have suggested that FM patients have generalized disturbance in pain processing and an amplified response to stimuli that would not ordinarily be painful in healthy individuals. And we'll finish this up with treatments. And since there's no known cure, treatment focuses on relieving pains and improving function. A variety of prescription medicines are also used to reduce pain levels and improve sleep. The Food and Drug Administration approved Lyrica, which is a pregabalin, as the first drug to treat fibromyalgia. Cymbalta, duloxetine HC1, was approved in June 2008, and Savella, which is milnacipran HC1, was approved in January 2009. Alternative therapies such as massage, myofascial release, acupuncture, chiropractic, herbal supplements. Yeah, they put weed in there, people. And yoga can be effective tools in managing FM symptoms. Increasing rest, pacing activities, reducing stress, practicing relaxation, and improving nutrition can help minimize symptoms and improve quality of life. And this is National Fibromyalgia Week, and it has been recognized here on Star Show Smelly Prize. All right, and we have a... Mrs. Evelyn Angel out there who suffers from fibromyalgia and treats hers with herbal supplements. She endured hers through a bad car accident that almost killed her. And thank you, Lord, for keeping her alive. That's what I'm talking about. Good soldiers, people. Good soldiers out there. Yes, Rain Man, you are back alive.
In the car, man. Throw out the eggs, man.
Oh, my bad. What'd you say? Yeah, throw out the bird eggs. You know, bird eggs.
Nah, they ain't burnt, man. I told you. I don't know what it's called when one side of the egg develops better than the other side. I just know that some bitch wasn't no good. So my boy's on his way to come get me. Him and his mom, they're taking me out to lunch because it's hard out here. And
oh,
I'm going to eat like a runaway slave.
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
Oh. All my weed people out there. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
You know what I'm saying? What's going down?
Yeah.
So instead of me motherfucking playing some Cat Williams for some jokes, when I got a goddamn comedian already on this motherfucker, man.
In the flesh, baby.
What kind of are you first of all, Mr. Cyanide, Mr. Neverland, you know what I'm saying? You're talking to the other side of the world right now. This is my good friend and comrade right here, famous comedian, Mr. Meech Dog out of Kentucky. You know what I'm saying? What part to be exact? Is it Louisville?
It's Louisville. You know, you got to say it like that, too. Louisville.
Louisville. Louisville.
Louisville.
Yeah, you say it all country. Louisville.
All country, baby.
It ain't no Louisville. Louisville. Are you from Louisville? Hell no. Nah. Where the fuck is that at? Louisville.
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 No, you know, we're the original natives of a lot of stuff that we get no recognition from, but it's all good. But I know first hip hop artist came out of Louisville, man. You know that, right? See, a lot of people don't want to give us recognition. First hip hop artist coming out of Louisville, Kentucky. Muhammad Ali. He the first one, Muhammad Ali, the first one that bust rhymes and told you when he's going to knock you out. The first one. He didn't need no beat. He used straight freestyle. Off the gun.
Hell no, man. What's going on here, man?
You gotta take it for what it's worth, baby.
Muhammad Ali is the first rapper.
I said he was the first man spitting lyrics. He was the first one rhyming. I mean, I gotta be somewhat right about that. I ain't saying the first one that put music behind it and put a track on it. I said the first one that was rhyming on primetime TV.
Yeah, I mean,
float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Rumble, young man, rumble. Ah! That was before the,
Oh, and the Busta Rhymes, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, and all that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying all that, baby. I mean, good music. I'll
give you half a thumbs up.
Well, I get ham, that's all I need.
I was almost motherfucking there. Hey, so I mean, are you a category comic or what? Are you a freestyle comic kind of comic?
Man, I am what I like to call a all in your mouth comic. It means I can do whatever needs to be done. I do Christian rock. Punk, I do bar mitzvahs, funerals, weddings, usher board meetings. I do it all. You know what I'm saying? I even do Spanish comedy as well. You know, I don't know that much Spanish, but they laugh. So I'm versatile. I'm versatile. You know, last week I did a show for 1,500 5%ers, and I left out of there with 60% of laughter from them. And a beard. They gave me a beard to go along with my knowledge that I knew.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's all about being yourself, man. It's all in any profession. I think if you love what you do, you can be yourself. People appreciate you more. You know what I'm saying?
Well, give me some international comedy then. Shit.
International comedy. You ready? I got something for you that's real gangster. Hold on.
Let me see if I can go, people. This for all my Netherlands and Singaporeans out there. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Chung Chung, this is a good one too, man, because you know domestic violence is high all over the world, but you know, in Clearwater, it's not that bad because even when it comes to fighting back, it's a true story too. It was a woman in Clearwater, Florida that had an argument with her baby daddy. When she kicked his ass out and he tried to come back to get the rest of his stuff, they started arguing over a Pop-Tart, okay? True story, she stabbed him with a steak knife. He had to go to the hospital over a Pop-Tart. Now, I can see if it was a toast of strudels because the toast of strudels got that little icing. It's a little different. It's good. I can see stabbing somebody over a toast of strudels, but a Pop-Tart? Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? But it's a true story, and that's what life's about, and that's what comedy's about, telling true stories where people can relate to it. Now, I don't know about you smell good. You might get in an argument with a female, but you ain't going to stab her over no Pop-Tart. Am I right or wrong?
Like, that depends on what the Pop-Tart's made out of. You know what I'm saying?
Man, ain't a Pop-Tart good like that. And if it was a toast of strudels, that's different. It's more like because you got the little icing you can put on it. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
this shit was funny in the car.
Yeah.
Shit, this is
weed
today,
brother.
See, you so out there with it right now that you can't laugh at nothing. Because your senses is off. Yeah, okay. That time you get the joke, the show be over with. You be laughing your ass off. Ah, that's what that nigga was talking about.
Hey, you know, my senses will catch up. You know what I'm saying? After the rain. After the rain.
Oh, shit.
Hey, man, tell the people out there, you know what I'm saying, you know, about being kid conscious, you know what I'm saying, you know, leaving their kid around, you know, with other people and everything, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, and then you got anything for the ladies, you know what I'm saying, you know, keeping themselves, you know, right for the man and everything, you know what I'm saying, you
know,
some health advice.
Please, this is the most helpful advice when it comes to the females in the year 2010 and beyond. Take care of your household, ladies. That's not sexy inviting us to your house, and your house is dirty as hell. You know what I'm saying? And they say the same thing every time you come over to their house. You got to excuse my house. No helper. I got to excuse your ass. Because your ass is the one lazy. Don't want to clean this shit up. Have you ever been in somebody's house so dirty, smell good, that you want to go home and take a shower? And that's a dirty house. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I mean, I went over to one girl's house. I'm so dirty she had teddy bears on the couch and they nose was running. And see, when the teddy bears got salmonella poison because your house is dirty, that means you need to clean your shit up. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
She had a picture
on the wall too. She had a picture of Jesus and the 12 disciples at the Last Supper on the wall. Nice picture. But all the disciples was covering up their bread because the house was so dirty. Clean up your house.
I got a
little
weed, man. I got to roll my weed, man.
Yeah, roll it up, man.
This is stupid, man.
What the fuck is this?
This is Meek's dog, ladies. I'm gonna keep y'all house clean. You know what I'm saying?
That's all.
You know what I mean by houses, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's a couple of different houses, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
You gotta keep all your houses.
Call them.
Mm-hmm.
Every last one of them.
All right, but check this out. We got a little special time right here today. Well, we get into some shit that you get a lot of material off of. Because this is the nutty news of the day. And it's finna go down, something like this. Alright, people, it's time for the Nutty News of the Day. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, all the motherfucking wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. That's real. And now we got a special guest, you know what I'm saying? Special guest, Mr. Cyanide, all the way from the Neverland. You know what I'm saying? Never. Yeah, Neverland. N-E-V-A, land, Neverland. You know what I'm saying? And we got Mr. Meech Dow from Louisville, Kentucky. All right. Let me get my theme song playing in the background, shall we? You know what I'm saying? All right. Titties and Beer. Yeah, that's my favorite song. Oh, mighty titties and beer. Titties and beer. Oh, sorry, Ben. Didn't mean to take that so personally. You know, man. He's chill with old Joe right there until they found out, you know what I'm saying, that I was a colored. Then I had to leave the bar. You know what I'm saying? Ow! I'm just fucking with you, people. A little racist joke in there. You know what I'm saying? It'll wake you on up. Yeah. All right, check this out. We're in Charlotte, North Carolina, North Kakalaki. Shout out to all my North Kakalakians, if that's a word. Where a gun goes off inside desk of a third grader. Right. What is that? Hey, in Texas, don't they send their kids to school with guns? My bad.
Same big in Texas.
Hey, your gun's not bigger than mine, Billy. Oh, my bad, people. Let me get some theme music going on here. We can get into the news. All right, here we go, people. Get off into this. This is Ashwood in the background. It is unclear how the gun went off, but luckily the bullet missed all 20 students in the classroom and only hit a wall. Yeah, parents rushed to the school not knowing the extent of the situation after they were told a serious incident occurred in a University Meadows classroom this afternoon. The gun was a .22 caliber handgun small enough to fit in the palm of your hand. Right, he done picked up his mama little pistol, then went in his mama purse, and got a goddamn little back the fuck up off me. You know what I'm saying? And brought that motherfucker to school. She hot, but she done checked the purse, and I found out that the motherfucker's missing. You motherfucker! Now you know how much trouble I'm gonna get in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, don't your kids carry around guns? They'll meet you. Not bad. We're in Chicago, people, where deadly drug is found in online diet pills. Yeah, all y'all motherfuckers trying to order shit direct. A major warning about diet pills. Massive shipments of pills laced with a controlled substance have arrived in Chicago. The ingredients can kill. Diet pills shipped in boxes, bottles, and even bags have been secretly loaded with a drug that could kill you. This is a very illegal and very dangerous situation, said Don Jackson Blotner of American Dietetic Association. But the funny thing is that you motherfuckers let the goddamn shipment of pills arrive and get distributed. How is that?
What part are they playing? That's how.
Huh? Well, they just warning that.
Part of
they
playing.
I'm finna say they just warning now that y'all finna see the headlines. A million diet, whatever the fuck the dietetic is. Any of you motherfuckers on that is trying to lose weight, your ass is about to die. They finna kill a bunch of fat people instantly. That's what they're telling you right now. And they motherfucking trying to make the excuse now in the headline. Oh. Beware, man, come the fuck on. All right, people. If you got any relatives in Chicago, you might want to contact them and tell them to stop taking any kind of motherfucking diet shit. You better drink a bunch of water and shit. You know what I'm saying? And hurry up and do that because the oil is getting fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. All right, over here in Washington, D.C., next door, Washington. This is the area that we don't earn or fucking own. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how the hell is that. It's a goddamn part of the United States that we don't fucking own. Anybody tell me that? Yeah, I guess I need to move to the District of Columbia so I can invest in stock just so I can only have a piece of the goddamn United States. Ooh. All right. Your Congress is at work, people. They've created the Potty Parity Act. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. In the midst of all the motherfucking disasters and everything going on, they have time to sit down and do what they do best. Yeah. Men may still be left holding their peanuts at the ballpark while waiting for their dates in the ladies' room. But a House panel was considering whether to rectify the disparity in wait times for the loo in federal buildings. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, basically a group of motherfuckers that's getting paid to do nothing, is holding hearings on the Potty Parity Act. Yeah, a bill that seeks to address the shoddy restroom facilities for women in federal buildings. So, like I said before, if you motherfuckers looking to get a job, man, you might want to go work for the feds. I ain't saying go get arrested. That's the wrong work, goddammit. That's the wrong work. Not trying to talk about going to be no snitching shit. But, yeah, private sector right now is hiring way more than anybody else. So, hey, go where the money is, goddammit. Work for the state shit. Go where the money is. You can be making up some shit called the goddamn Portalette Parity Act. You know what I'm saying? We need to tighten up all the portalettes. The fuck wrong with y'all? All right. Polk County, man, right down the street. Polk County, Florida. Shouts out to Florida UFOs right next door. Where a naked inmate tries to escape from hospital. Right. Polk County deputy was injured after capturing an inmate trying to escape from a hospital wearing nothing but socks with his ankles shackled together. Bradley Norris was arrested for 10 counts of violation of parole. Damn, 10 counts. He was transferred to Lake Wells Hospital for medical reasons. During a struggle, Norris's gown was torn from his body, and when he fled the hospital, he was wearing only socks, and his ankles were shackled together. Hell, college. Hold on, people. Got to give him an award real quick. Here's your award, brother.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah. Every time somebody do something stupid as hell like that, they get an award. You know what I'm saying? And that is the award that they receive. So, y'all pay attention to that. You know what I'm saying? All right, here we go. On over here in Sims, I guess, what the fuck is that? Sims Township, Ohio. Couple steals KY intense sexual enhancement gel. Well, I'm talking about stealing the good shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my bad, my bad. Deputy is looking for a pair of thieves who took some unusual items from a Sims Township store. Investigators said the man and woman entered a CVS store in the lot of zeros, one in the lot of zeros block of Loveland Madera Road, and took five containers of KY Intense Sexual Enhancement Gel. Yeah, the good shit. And a bottle of Fat Burner supplements before fleeing in a dark colored vehicle with Ohio license plate. I'm not going to read it out because I'm not snitching on that type of shit. That's what I'm talking about. Good to go, guys. They're showing you how to work out. You know what I'm saying? Intensely. Everybody knows, you know what I'm saying, good sex is part of the workout. And they're clearly buying the fat burners to, you know, somebody has a weight problem. So I applaud you guys. I'm lying like a motherfucker. All right, we're over here in Texas. We're star athlete at Texas school. Really is 22? Wow. A West Texas student who led his high school basketball team to the state playoffs last season was actually a 22-year-old man. Police say the basketball star was Gertwich Monomir, a naturalized U.S. citizen from Haiti, whose school officials say was recognized Florida coaches as having been a star high school player in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, a few years ago. Hell to the nah. That means some bitches don't even get their title and shit. Because you didn't have a fucking eligible player to be on the goddamn team. So that means you forfeit your goddamn title. Ain't that a bitch. Take that, Texas. Foul. Alright. Not a hater, though. I'm not a hater. You know what I'm saying? Alright. Let me check in with the bridge, man. Hola, ¿cómo está usted? Señor Jaime Garcia. Government name. Yeah. And big up to Alexander. You know what I'm saying? Still stuck in 84. Florida UFOs out there, Heavenly Angel. Mr. Cyanide, who was hanging out on the phone up in here. Everybody's
I'm
waiting
still
for him to say something.
You don't hear me, but I'm here.
There you go. How's the cats, man? How's the pets in the house?
I haven't seen them, actually. I don't know why, but they are leaving me alone today.
Oh.
But that's good.
Look at it. It must be partly cloudy. You know what I'm saying? And they can't take the weather.
Weed
Day, people. It's
Bobby
Weed
cloudy.
Day Wednesday. Who that? What, somebody around there?
This is my
Where the dog.
Dog
at? I don't even hear the dog. What a roof roof at? I don't hear Mr. Roof Roof.
Mr. Roof Roof.
Roof Roof. Roof Roof.
Hey.
I gotta call him out. Motherfucker, that was you. Thought that was the dog and shit. You know what I mean? All right, check this out. We all we over here in Canada. Shout out to Miss Laugh a Lot and Susie Furt, Miss Susie Furt. All of them are my friendly Canadians. Where a family is feared dead after a home is swallowed by sinkhole. Damn. Yeah, I heard about they are dead, though. This ain't no...
they
dead.
Hole.
The only thing that survived was a motherfucking dog. Imagine that. The only thing survived was the motherfucking dog, people. Who's the fucking goddamn smartest on the goddamn planet? Not the humans, but their ass is dead. Yeah, imagine that. You motherfuckers couldn't sit. Right. All four members of a Canadian family were feared dead after their farmhouse was swallowed by a massive sinkhole. Police found the Prefontaine family, father Richard, his wife Lynn, and their two daughters in the basement of their home. Two were confirmed dead after their bodies were removed from the site, while the status of the other two was yet to be confirmed. Yeah, the whole family got killed, though. That's fucked up. But why the fuck would you be in the basement, though? We saw an earthquake or something, and that made you go underground? I don't know. You want to know more, people? Go and read about it. www.nettiesnewstoday.com. Click on Family Fear Dead after a home swallowed by sinkhole. All right. We're in New York. New York. Where a wheelchair-bound lawyer molested judge. Okay. A lawyer who has cerebral palsy is facing court. Right. Accused of molesting a female judge. Even though he cannot control his arms, his legs, or hands. Right.
What?
Chicho Mertsaris is confined to a wheelchair and needs constant care due to cerebral palsy. He cannot speak coherently, and his arms and hands often move in an uncontrolled fashion. A judge accused Mr. Mersadis of grabbing her upper thigh and buttocks while they were alone together. Bitch! Man, hold on. I got to do something that he can't do. You know what I'm saying? You done trying the hell out of that man. Oh, man. You motherfucking...
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
And that'll about sum that up. That's some fucked up shit. You gonna accuse a goddamn invalid man of some motherfucking... Bitch, walk your ass the fuck away from him. What kind of shit is that? He in a goddamn wheelchair and shit. And I can imagine this motherfucker just... You ever seen a person with cerebral palsy side night?
I wouldn't even mind if he took a little advantage of his disability.
No, I'm just saying, though, you know, because cerebral palsy, really, that's a fucked up disease. They just be moving and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? They... Just uncontrollably just be shaking and shit. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
they don't have no control of their bodily function.
Leave those people alone.
You feel me? Come on now. And you talk, man. That's some fucked up shit. And he a lawyer. He done did something, you know, personal or something. And there ain't no way you gonna tell me a man molested you though. You know what I'm saying? Okay, he might have groped you. But molested you? That's molest?
Nah,
that's molest?
You just get up and walk away from him.
You know what I'm saying? Because he grabbed your ass. That's molest? Damn. That's fucked up. Double nipple
grabbing either. It's not grabbing either. Maybe he accidentally touched it.
Yeah, I mean, because you say grabbed her thigh, her upper thigh. Like, bitch, who the hell getting off by touching your damn thigh? Or was he trying to work his way up to your ass and you was just letting him and shit? The fuck else, man? Trying to get some handicapped dick, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, just trying to get some handicapped dick. That's all. She wanted the handy dick. It's all good. Alright, let's go on over here to Kansas, man. Where man's a suicide shot. Also kills his sleeping wife. Right. And well, I'm pretty sure he tried to do that. The 70-year-old man who committed suicide by shooting himself in the head ended up killing his wife with the same bullet. The woman's daughter called police when she discovered their bodies. Gene Whitmore was lying on the bed when he pulled the trigger of the medium caliber handgun.
Do you have another award, Smelly?
For that?
Have another award? Yeah, for that?
I can, because that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? How the hell you going to kill your wife when you just trying to kill your goddamn self? You know what I'm saying?
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Nice.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
It's a good day to die.
Oh. No, man. No, it's not, people. No, it's not. You know what I'm saying? It's never a good day to die until you put your shields up. You know what I'm saying?
Shields up. Red alert. Lock phases and fire.
Gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Timmy!
All right, then. You know what I'm saying? That was a
Timmy.
That's my dog right there. Timmy!
Timmy!
Hey, do y'all got strip clubs in the Netherlands?
Yeah, sure we got strip clubs in the Netherlands.
Oh, but we're the only ones that like porn. You know what I'm saying? Woo!
Polite and stands by his word. He is well dressed and treats a lady with respect.
Want to be a gentleman? Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her panties at the crazy kind. Oh, tonight And every night your luck is in town at the Crazy Cop, where the ladies are beautiful and, oh, so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy wants to fake break herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer. It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo! Titties! What could be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing slot machines?
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference. What about my colleagues?
I'll make you all feel special, one after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure to take your professional input seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
No lady likes to be treated.
Only at the Crazy Cock. It's your duty as a gentleman.
Yeah, the Crazy Cock strip clubs. You can find them two locations, one on the west and one on the east, at 1290 6th Street, downtown San Jose, 95111. Or you could go to the east coast and find them at 810 7th Avenue, New York, New York, 1001.
Too much advertisement for the Crazy Cock. You know what I'm saying? We got our own strip clubs here. Shouts out to Bottoms Up, Bottoms Up, Bottoms Up. And who else we got? Simone's, Sin City. We got Fantasy Dolls. Yeah. We got an array of porn joints down here. You know what I'm saying? Go on down. No strip club in Singapore. Wow. There is no way there can be people living in Singapore.
Oh,
what the is that?
It's not living, though. It's called staying.
It's called what?
Staying.
Oh. They just staying there. Yeah, because no fucking way, people. You can't chew bubblegum. What the is that? You can't chew bubblegum. You can't. Man, come on. Only in red light district. You got to go to a district. Shit. We got red light districts called Nebraska Avenue. You know what I'm saying? You can go on the avenue and get whatever. All right, check this out, people. We over here in the nuttiest place in the world. You know what I'm saying? This is the UK. Where a topless woman saves apartments from fire. Oh, yeah. Because the fire department was probably stuck looking at the knockers. You know what I'm saying? Oh, sorry about that. A Darwin woman who used a hose to save a burning apartment building was so caught up in the moment, she didn't realize she was toppling. Oh, yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about. It's nothing better than a woman in a water hose and toppling. Woo! I can end the show right now. Tash Bennett was sunbathing by the pool. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. At the Alati apartment in Darwin, when she noticed specks of ash falling on her. When Mrs. Bennett looked up, she saw a nearby palm tree on fire. Right. Mrs. Bennett armed herself with a fire hose and put out the fire. It was only after the fire was out she realized she had no bikini top on. And I'm pretty sure there was no cameras around that caught any of that. My ass. My ass. Imagine that. A palm tree just so, oh, look. There's a palm tree. Oh, this stuff. My ass. Yeah, Miss Parker, Miss Parker. Lord is my shepherd and he know what I want. You know what I'm saying? What the hell else? All right, let's just marinate on that for a minute, people. Let's just marinate on that whole scene that I just read, guys. Just marinate on that thought. Yeah. Hot chick putting out a fucking burning palm tree topless. Yeah, man, I could see that on the Playboy Channel. Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, you're enjoying it.
Yeah, man, I'm back. All right. Okay.
ever continued went on. I had to read that one over again. You know what I'm saying? Clarksville, Tennessee. Good old country bunk town. Yeah, I've been there before. Man steals beer. Oh, man. Come on. I got to. Hold on, people. Before I even. I have to line up with a special award already. Because this next one is. This is dedicated to him, man. Hold on.
The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
All righty. And a man steals beer and returns. Says they weren't cold enough. Okay. I ain't gonna hit you with no damn award for that one, man. You know you deserve one, but fuck it. Yes, man. After reportedly stealing beer from a gas station on the bypass, a man brought the drinks back minutes later and attempted to exchange the stolen beers because they weren't cold enough. Yeah. A clerk told police that she went into the back of the store while restocking the beer, and when she returned, a few cases were missing. At that point, the man, who appeared drunk, the clerk said, came in with the warm beer and asked to exchange it.
This is the best one today.
Oh, man. Come on, people. I can't even give him a award for now. You know what I'm saying? That is just too funny for me. Damn. Alright, man. Shout out to Ivy the Wise One who's down in Jacksonville, Florida. You guys better watch out though. Cause 4,000-pound rhinoceros escapes cage at zoo. Imagine, how the fuck do you capture a 4,000-pound rhinoceros? Ole, ole, you know what I'm saying? Pull out the big rig thing and ole. Hell no. Nah.
Fishing net.
Yeah, imagine that. It must be an 8,000-pound fishing net for a 4,000-pound rhinoceros that's going to drag whoever the hell threw the goddamn net, unless it was a motherfucking tractor.
I know what I would do. I would burn a pound of weed in front of him and wait till he falls asleep. I would burn weed in front of the rhinoceros, wait till he falls asleep.
Oh, burn weed all around him so he inhale the weed smoke.
Yeah, that's
a natural way. Yeah, you should. You know what I'm saying? It worked for me. Yeah. If it don't work for nobody else, you'll find me in the goddamn cage or next to that motherfucker, sleep like a motherfucker. Like, what happened? I don't know. I tried this tactic that one of my homeboys told me from overseas, and he said light a bunch of weed on fire and smoke them out. I woke up hours later hungry. The rhinoceros is still at large. Workers at the Jacksonville Zoo and Garden spent about 5 hours trying to get a 4,000-pound rhinoceros back in his cage. Archie. Yeah, that's a good name for him. Archie was out of his overnight stall when employees showed up for work. He had escaped once before years ago and was lured back to his cage with food. Craig Miller, the zoo's curator of mammals, said the food didn't work this time. Yeah, motherfucker, y'all ain't
fooled
me
once.
Well, yeah, he should have lit. He wasn't hungry. He wasn't hungry enough. You know what I'm saying? It would have used weed. It would have, you know, increased his eating habits. Right. Where the hell is McMinnville? Well, y'all got some crazy ass fucking names for some damn places, man. What is that at? We're in McMinnville, Oregon. People live in Oregon? Oh, my bad. Yeah. 941. Let me tell you something, people. One thing about this show, you don't even have to push one to come on board here, okay? If you call into my number, you're automatically beamed in, all right? Just to let you know. I can't leave guys and gals floating outside the spaceship, so I have to beam you guys up. And yeah, you know what I'm saying? I got to beam you guys up. So, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm here to plug a very important issue that you're facing. Everybody, please sign this petition. It's very,
no,
very...
Jamie. No, Jamie.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Avon calling.
God damn it. No Avon. No Avon. I can't find my guns. I normally shoot the Avon. You know what I'm saying?
Don't shoot me out.
What happened, brother, man?
No, I just want to let all your people in the archives know that they need to sign this petition to get Cyanide to host his own show.
That's an awesome fucking story, kid.
We only have 8 signatures. We need 992 more.
Wow.
I only got one thing to say. Keep on dreaming.
Go to iPhones.com/petition/post/Cyanide and sign it, people.
All
you
right,
can
let me get busy. Going over there to sign up. Let's go, Timmy. Let's go. You're signing too, guys.
Timmy!
Yeah, he wants to sign too. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have him sign up. He's all for it, man. He's all for it. But some reason, Cyanide, you know, I'm getting some feeling from you.
Let's get one thing straight, actor. I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your ball. Got it?
That's very friendly of you.
Wow. All right, people. Check this out, man. We got a couple more, man. Hey, and make sure you go and sign the petition, man. Don't be unsupportive. What is that sign again?
Well, be unsupportive.
Hey, man, you got to step up to the pep up. All right, brother.
I'm not asking for this.
You've been biting off of our shows for long enough, man. Time for you to come aboard and freaking get on.
What a good friend you are. What a good friend you are.
See, you're hosting right now. Y'all welcome my co-host, Mr. Cyanide, you know what I'm saying, for the Netherlands. Who will be co-hosting for the next, well, shit, how long we got left for the show?
27 minutes.
God damn, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, you need to come aboard, man. You need to come aboard, brother. But I know that the time conflicts, but see, this is a good time for you, you know what I'm saying? Look at neutral time for you right here. You're alive.
Yeah.
You're awake. You're alert.
I'm still alive and awake. Indeed, indeed. They always ask me to call in at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. I'm sleeping. Leave me alone.
Everybody else be, you know, alive and just getting all working and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Where's Cy at? Well, where's Alex at? Alex is what? 2:30 in the morning right now. He's fucking sucking wind right now, but he's here. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you, brother. Oh, need to plug side petition. Oh. Yeah, we need to sign that petition. I didn't see that.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't need to sign that petition.
Yeah, Alex even said it. He says, yeah, man, you need to step up, man, be a co-host. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Everybody, type in 1 if you think he needs to come on this show and be a co-host. That's what I'm talking about. Type in 1. We got 1 from Florida UFOs. All right, let's see who else. Let's get some 1s going up, people. Let's get some 1s going up. If you think Cyanide should be coming on the show and co-hosting, press 1. All right, we got another 1 from Mr. Alex. All right. right. I don't know. We got a happy face from Cyanide. We get a bunch of happy faces from Cyanide. We got a bunch of happy faces. We got 500 signatures. All right. She must have went to the Ning Network, one of them chat rooms.
We haven't got 500,000. Let me see how many that we have.
All right, so that means we've got 507 total signatures right now. That's what I'm talking about. 508. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, just 8.
Oh, excuse me, something's in the air, people. Excuse me, I don't know whether they're spraying in the air around in here. You know what I'm saying? Something, some kind of pollutant coming out of.
Is it?
Yeah, it comes out of a brown stick that somebody's waving in the air. And the secondhand smoke is affecting the affecting my psychological. All right, check it out, McMinnville, Oregon, where a man is man in burning truck drives to fire station. Right, he must have been on the Oregon Trail. Truck on fire. Forget calling 911. Craig Brown of Carlton just drove a few more blocks to the McMinnville fire station when smoke started to billow from under the hood of his pickup. McMinnville Fire Marshal Eric McMullen said a firefighter who'd been outside washing an ambulance rushed inside to get help. Firefighters quickly grabbed the hose and put out the fire. And your ass probably would have got a motherfucking charge fucking with me. Because, bitch, you should have pulled your ass over, got the fuck out of the truck, and then called the goddamn fire department. You going to drive some goddamn explosive device into the goddamn fire department? Huh? That's how I'm looking at it, people. You're a fucking terrorist just then. I would have fucking probably shot your ass. Foul! Shoot him! He's a fucking terrorist! Oh, sorry, people. My bad. Y'all living in my reality. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Everybody looks like a fucking terrorist. Yeah. It's all good. What the is going on, man? Mozilla has just froze up, people. Uh-oh. What did happen? Uh-oh, we're at a standstill, Captain.
Still working for me?
Oh. Okay, so. Houston, we almost had a problem. We almost had a problem, Houston. Yeah. All right. San Diego, California. Suspect bit police dog. Well, I'm fucking talking about. Go ahead and off me, dog. Bite me, I bite you back. San Diego police said they arrested a suspected car thief who bit a police dog while rolling down a canyon. Damn. The man jumped out of the car and fled into the canyon on foot. The man was found hiding in the canyon at about 6:30 a.m. and fought with a police dog, hitting and biting the canine while rolling down the canyon. I call that self-defense. The goddamn dog was biting me. Shit. Sorry, people. All y'all pet lovers out there and shit. Don't come fucking with me, Peter. Or whatever the hell the motherfucker is. All right, Taiwan, high-speed train driver, asleep at the wheel. That's what I'm talking about. Shit. I mean, don't the shit control itself anyway? Hell. Man, there was no danger. Anybody could have turned left and right and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, high-speed train driver in Taiwan has lost his job after being caught. Oh, damn. Dozing off while traveling at nearly 190 miles an hour, which is 300 kilometers from an international people out there. The incident happened when the train carrying hundreds of passengers was traveling on a stretch of line just south of Taichung City in the center of the island. The driver had taken sleeping pills and was not fully conscious while on... What the... taking sleeping pills. That's like a pilot. That's like an airplane pilot taking sleeping pills before he go and fly the goddamn plane. You feel me? Oh, man. That's fucking crazy. Yeah, you get an award. Because you got fired anyway, you fucking asshole. There you go.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
No, man. Oh.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
Nice. That's the one I was looking for. Shit, I've been looking for that one, man. All right, whoever the fuck calling me on the bat line, goddammit, you'll get the message. I'm on the radio. All righty, let's go over here for a couple more people, and we're getting the fuck up out of here, man. Because I got to get out into the wilderness, and that means the neighborhood. Yeah. All right, what the hell are we going to play? Banshee? No, Banshee too loud. Let's go for Bounce for Town. This Big T's in the background. 18 minutes left, people. 18 minutes left to the show. All right, we're in Brigden, Wales. All right, okay, who's ever, what is the funniest shit anybody ever seen somebody get wedded in, married in? Anybody?
I've seen two people get married while they were hanging from trees with spikes on their back.
Naked with trees?
Yeah, well, they had, like, leather on, but they had these pins going through the back to hold each other up in the air.
Yeah, that's freaky. Yeah. Do some real out-there stuff. That's like jumping from a goddamn plane and shit and getting married in midair. You won't catch me doing that. I love you, but not that much. Yeah. Well, couple wed with Shrek costumes. Right.
With what?
Only in Wales, people. Only in Wales, yeah. A pair of... Huh?
I didn't hear you. Shrek. The donkey?
Yeah, no, they didn't dress like the donkey. Thank you.
No, they're the green guy.
God damn. Yeah, I'm going to fucking trip over that one. A pair of Welsh fans of the film series Shrek, dressed as the titular ogre and his bride, Princess Fiona, for their Shrek-themed wedding. Viv and Tracy Williams of Brigden said friends often told them they resembled the cartoon ogres, which I don't see how the fuck that's a compliment. But, hey, so they decided to dress their wedding party as characters from the films. Since they already look like the characters from the films, they did not have to put the mask on. Oh, my bad. That was not in the headlines, people. That was not in the headlines. But if my motherfucking friends gonna tell me I look like the characters from Shrek, what the fuck kind of shit is that? And I got you at my wedding? Shit. Y'all motherfuckers would have been sitting in the goddamn 30-row seat at the wedding. Yeah. Because you can forget it. No fuckers. All right, check this out, y'all. This is for all my good people out there. You know what I'm saying? All my good brethren that like Playboy. Anybody out there like Playboy?
Yep.
I don't. You know, because I got the internet. Fuck Playboy. But hey, Playboy readers, get 3D centerfold now. I might have to check Playboy out now. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, my bad. Did I say that line? Oops, we're on the radio. Playboy readers who can only imagine what it would look like if a centerfold jumped right off the page are getting new specs to help them see into Hef's new perverted world. Hef's new world. Yeah. The magazine's June edition hits newsstands equipped with 3D glasses. Now the toy that kids dodging dragons, meatballs, and tall blue aliens at the movies will help adults focus on what it is. At first glance, a very blurry Playmate of the Year. Da-na-na-na-na. Hold on. I'll give her good music. I should have played that for her. My bad, chickadee. I know you wanted your music. This is for my playboys out there. Playboys in 3D. All right. Enough of that shit. Enough of that shit. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, sorry. Taking a little too long. You know what I'm saying? All right. See that link for more info. What do you want to hear now? Pick one. What the hell am I reading? What am I clicking this link for? Amarak News.
3D subpole pictures.
Anorak News. What the fuck is Anorak?
Celebs who look like pictures.
Cartoon kid. Britain to choose sexy foreign prime minister. Waterstone's new logo is average in white with big saggy breast. Hell no. Nah. Those don't look like breasts. That looks like her buttocks. Oh, this is Playboy. What am I looking at?
Yeah, that's the 3D centerfold you were talking about.
Oh. What the hell? I mean, I ain't got no motherfucking glasses, so shit. They should have goddamn provided me with some glasses. Look at old Hugh Hefner looking like an old pimp. Pimp Hef. And his sack of sticks. Ooh, wait. Playboy's last hope. Good lord. She looks nice. Thank you for whoever provided that link. Yeah. Excuse me, people. We're lost in Playboy land right now, so enjoy the music. Yes.
Let's see, back who posted it. Oh, it was Singapore posting a link to the 3D centerfold pictures. I guess they're allowed to do that there. No chewing gum and buying Playboy, that's all right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't chew chewing gum, but y'all can get Playboy and shit. That's it. All right, Long Beach. This is over the weekend, people. Brother stabbed in Mother's Day fight. Yeah. Police say a Florida man stabbed his brother in the back and cut his throat at a family gathering on Mother's Day. Jamie Earl O'Grady of East Fort Walton Beach claims his brother was yelling and cursing at their mother. He snapped. O'Grady, 48, is charged with aggravated assault with a knife. Damn. Well, hey, I'd be the same way. I'm going to whoop that ass, but you know, you ain't going to disrespect my mama now. You know what I'm saying? That just ain't going to go down like that. So if your ass is around me talking all that yin yang, I might not stab in your motherfucking neck, but I will punch in your motherfucking neck and make it feel like I stabbed you. But pow! Hit you in the side of your goddamn neck, make you breathe hard. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, respect people's parents, people. All right? It's all about respect. And respect your own parents. You know what I'm saying? All right, we're back over here in Texas, where student gets detention for having a piece of candy. Must have been that good weed candy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Probably not. Third grader came home in tears recently after she was slapped with a week's worth of detention for possessing a contraband substance. The substance in question? A Jolly Rancher. Yes. The controversial Jolly Rancher. Laced with confectious goodness. Wrapped in total perfection, the Jolly Rancher, a deadly weapon in today's school. Oh, my bad. A teacher confiscated the unopened piece of candy, and the 10-year-old girl, Leanne Adair, served her detention during lunch and recess last week. She and the friend who gave her the candy were told to write an essay about what they did and why it was wrong. Ooh, who the fuck is smoking crack at that school?
one color, but I come in all flavor.
Right.
Just blow your smoke in the air.
Okay. We're going to keep it moving. That's retarded. Yeah. No, I really don't. All right. In the UK, nuttiest place on the planet, like I say. And I don't give a damn what y'all say. It is. Man dressed as Snoopy in jailbreak attempt. Come on, people. You don't hear about that nuttiness over here. Man, first of all, we don't have access to fucking Snoopy suit. But, yeah. A man who tried to break into prison to free an inmate while dressed as the cartoon character Snoopy is being held under the Mental Health Act. Prison wardens were baffled when they were confronted by the character from the Peanuts cartoon trying to break down a staff door while apparently waving a gun. The man and an accomplice who were attempting to free a relative. Right. Please return the favor. I'm only
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
A lot of awards today.
I mean, where are these people coming from? Where are these people coming from? What crack is y'all smoking on to break into prison?
And you don't do this once a week. You do this every day.
Every day! Monday through Saturday. Shit, it probably Sunday too, but definitely through Saturday. Every day, people, the UK is in the damn news for something supremely nutty. The United States does some just off-the-wall shit, but UK does some supremely nutty shit. They just nutty shit, that's all I'm saying, not in a bad way. They just do some nutty shit.
Have you seen their soccer supporters?
The what?
The hooligans.
What is that?
You never saw that? The soccer supporters, when they have a European Championship or World Cup Championship, they come to the thousands, they hang out there, drink beer, and mess up the city. They take down the entire city. They wreck it up.
And
there's nothing you can do because they are there with 5,000 people. You go and do something about it.
Shit, I'd be out there selling water, making a come up. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, my bad. All right, beware of a tech squirrel, man. Anybody ever had this happen to him? Because it happened in Strongsville. Squirrel traps family in their home.
My squirrel.
Oh, come the fuck on, people. Residents called police because they were trapped in their home by a temperamental squirrel. The squirrel was desperate to get into the house, according to the residents. The squirrel kept jumping at the garage door and would run at the residents anytime they opened a door. Y'all's a fucking fags. Your whole family is a fucking fags.
Pussy.
Oh, man. What fag shit is that?
Raging squirrel.
Nobody got a BB gun in the goddamn house?
Or a
boom. Open up the window and shoot his ass. No paintball guns in the house? What the hell kind of family is that, man?
Just kick the mofo.
I mean, get a broom and bam! Y'all motherfuckers are pussies. Scared of a goddamn squirrel. I mean, boy.
Hey, my pussies know how to handle a squirrel.
A squirrel, people. Ugh. 4 minutes left, and we're almost out of here. Baltimore, and this is for Miss Heavenly Angel. Asian stink bug pesters Baltimore. This will probably affect you too pretty soon. Yeah, Maryland entomologist says experts are studying Asian parasitic wasps as a possible solution to the Baltimore area's Asian stink bug infestation. Mike Ropp, a University of Maryland entomologist and creator of website Bug of the Week, said Asian stink bugs have been spreading in the United States since 1998 and have been a seasonal problem in the Baltimore region for about 5 years. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction, people. Go fuck it with nature. It's like the motherfuckers that tried to get all the rats out. They got downtown and all the bunnies came and shut their shit down. Huh? All right. Last but not least, we're in good old Reno. Anybody know anything about Reno? I do.
Yeah, don't go down.
Why not? What's wrong with what's wrong with Reno?
Is it that in Texas?
No, it's good old Reno.
Oh my God.
Hey, come on, come on. I'm
that's marijuana.
4,000 miles away from you.
Good stuff too. Oh man. Oh my God. All right. Yeah, that's how we're doing in Reno.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Huh? Reno, baby. Home of the goddamn cops that fucking steal your fucking marijuana. That's what I'm talking about. Shit.
Reno State?
Reno, that's, where the fuck is Reno?
You didn't even know.
Fuck is Reno? Las Vegas? Yeah, Las Vegas. Reno, Nevada. Yeah, which is next to Las Vegas, yeah. Man jailed after bomb threats to school. This will wrap it up, people. Our Lady of the Snows School. What the fuck kind of name is that? Our Lady of the Snows School.
The Snows?
Southwest Reno. What the? Will be closed today as a precaution after a man was arrested for making bomb threats against the school. Probably against the name of the school, police said today. Leland E. Dement Jr., 60, was arrested for calling 911 more than 20 times and making threats against the school. Sergeant Patrick, whatever the hell, said. The arrest was near 4th and Valley Streets in Reno. That will do it for the Nutty News of the Day, people. Brought to you in part by NuttyNewsTheDay.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off the motherfucking wall news. And news that you're probably only going to hear here foist. You know what I'm saying? And that's Wrecking the Game Radio. And like I always say, people, don't never believe what I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? And I'd like to thank my co-host, my new co-host, Mr. Cyanide. You know what I'm saying?
I don't really like the sound of that, but thank you anyway.
Yeah, I'd like to thank my co-host, new co-host coming to the show. And we'll be telepathically beaming him up on the board every day, people, as much as we possibly can. You know what I'm saying? We enjoy speaking to the future every day. You know what I'm saying? What's going to happen today, Cyanide?
Over here, there's a lot of rain.
Oh, there's
rain.
Oh, well. Do I got any rainy weather? Don't have anything for the rain, I don't think. Let's see.
I have something to add for your Wednesday show before you go.
What's up?
And don't step on the grass. Smoke it.
That's real. That's the goddamn best fucking advice I can give you that I've ever heard right now, man. Don't fucking step on the grass, people. Smoke it. And on that note, we're going to get out of here with Mr. Smell So Good and Goddamn Jet Set. And this is called Pass the Blind. Y'all have a high day.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye, people.
This is for the ballers.
Peace.
And this is for the shot callers. This is for the thugs. And this is for the thug X. This is for everyone that wanna feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah, pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up.
my puff pass, but nobody's a sight. Ooh, we the hold that tree for me. Sit back with a little draw and I'm off the heat. Blowing a gun in the air like a cool ass breeze. Now, puff a pass and give it back to me. So, pass a blunt and you know that's a show. Don't keep it to yourself and then you let it go. Now, I'm tired of you weak niggas. With your crack powder and pill selling, trying to hurt my figure. Cause you know that my blunt is swollen. And with a puff of the droll, you know my world is open. So I pass the blunt in my hood. And wait for the blunt, cause that shit is good. Please don't pass it to me if it's show. You can keep that to yourself, and that's the show. Come on.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good. Yeah.
My nigga just stopped by. Listen with a fresh roll blunt and blush your eyes, but that's no surprise. So stay high, passing the blunt, watching the time pass by. Slow the show, cause we love to get high. So pass the blunt, my nigga, if you got that fire. Step off of me and pass the toast. I told you before, so pass it to me if it's show. Come on. This is 2005, you know what I'm saying? We live up in the booth, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga Nate Sizzle on the beat, you know what I'm saying? Putting it down for this track, pass the toast, pass the blunt, you know what I'm saying? We're coming out with that remix, pass the drink, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga J.E.T. setting them boys free, and I'm Mr. Smell So Good, you know what I'm saying? Of what smells so good? Y'all know where to find me, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get down.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up.
Yeah.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up.
If it's got weed in it, pass it. If it's on your finger and you can light it, pass it. I smoke it, you know what I'm saying? Only if it's a green. That's how we get down, baby. Pass the toast, pass the blunt. On this remix, and coming out with a pass the drink. Y'all come out and check that one out too, you know what I'm saying? Beats by Nate Dibble, and then we out.
You can roll it in Octomoles, or you can roll it in Phyllis. You can roll it in White Isles, or you can roll it in Swizzlers. But pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to get crunk, it's time to get crunk, y'all. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fly. Natural herb, nothing but something from the earth.